Ebling and you on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in, as we do each week at this time, Ken Glickman from Gilbert Tweed Associates. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Jack?
Just fine. Well, we spent a lot of time talking about getting a job, sometime about keeping a job, but we've done most of that from the employee perspective. And we've been talking the last couple of weeks about resumes and references and how important they are. I want to take a look at that from the employer perspective. What can you tell us about the value of references?
You know, I think they're so valuable, and I think I'm always so surprised, Jack, by companies who even hire the presidents and the VPs and the heads of marketing and very important jobs, and they never check references. And I think they don't do it because they never think that they're going to get an honest reference, that all these people are going to be giving names of their best friends, and they're not going to have, and they're not going to get the truth, so they don't bother to take references at all.
Well, that begs the question, Ken, how important are they then if some companies are not checking at all and some don't put any value or belief in them?
Well, I think it's really sad because I know for a fact that references are very valuable, but you got to take the references correctly, and you got to be a little bit tough when you ask those questions. It really starts during the interview when you're interviewing these folks, and you have a sense as to maybe there's something awry. Maybe you have a question about why he didn't get promoted or why didn't he get this particular program passed or whatever. So I really recommend that when people interview these high-level folks, write down issues and your concerns as you're doing the interview.
All right. Let's say I am a reference on Scott's resume, and he's applying for a job, and you're looking at him for a six-figure position. And you're going to be talking with me.
That would be a shock,
wouldn't it? Obviously, you're going to be talking with me. You're not just going to hire him because you like him. And you want to find out a little bit about what he has done, his performance. What are the questions you should be asking me that will cut through all the baloney and all the friendship?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, start out with some basic facts. Start out not pushing it and not making people feel uncomfortable, and just ask, tell me the dates that you knew so-and-so, and what did he do for you, and what was his job title, what was your job title, and right away, you know, some people lie about these job titles and what their responsibilities are, and so get those dates and get those titles right away down to make sure that we're on the same page here. And then the reference is not going to feel like he's being pushed. And then start to ask him about his career path. You know, why was he in this job for so long? Why hasn't he moved on to another position? And was he your best employee? Were there other people that got promoted above him, so on and so forth? Then you're starting to get into some more important territory, as I say, and then get into what accomplishments, what achievements did he do on the job while he was there, and really sit back and let this person talk and ask him questions about that, and then really get back to the concerns that you might have. Like you say, you know, he came into me and he didn't seem prepared, he didn't seem focused. Did you find that to be true when you worked with him? Okay, well, this puts the guy in a spot because maybe he wasn't as focused as he should be.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want to say anything negative. But on the other hand, he's not going to lie because he is a professional and the guy that's calling him is a professional. So he might say, well, you know, you're right. He really wasn't as focused as he should be. And in fact, that was one of the reasons why he didn't get promoted.
Ken, you said that a lot of companies do not check references because they think they're going to get lots of pats on the back, and they're not going to get the true answer. But you say that most people who are listed as references do not lie.
they don't lie, but you have to ask them direct questions.
You have to ask the right question to get the truth.
You have to really, like, at the end, you have to say, what are his negatives? And if the guy says, well, you know, he has no negatives, and you say, you know what, we've all got negatives. What areas do you think he needs to work on that would make him a better employee? And these people might really come up, and that's when you might suggest something. For instance, you know, I was concerned about his cover letter. He doesn't seem to write really well. Did you find that that was a hindrance in his performance of his job? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you're suggesting something. And they might say, well, gee, we never found that to be an issue at all. He's a very good writer. Okay, so that's fine. But you have to ask those tough questions, and so many people don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. I guess a lot of it is preparation. When you go to check out what a job candidate has to offer, and you need to be able to interview the references the same way you would interview the candidate.
Absolutely, and as I say, that really starts during the interview. When you're interviewing the candidate and you're writing down things that you think might be concerns. And so write a list, and then when you call for the reference, you ask them those specific questions. And it's a little bit disarming. People are not used to that. Most people will just call and take a reference and say, tell me about Bill. Was he a good employee? When did he work for you? So on and so forth. But it's really more than that. You've got to delve into it, because 6 months after this guy's on board, he's going to turn into a monster in some cases, and you've got to avoid that. You've got to really know what this guy's going to be, because they're on their best behavior when they interview.
Sure. I'm sure every position is a little bit different in terms of responsibilities and which traits are most important. But
absolutely,
what's the most important things that a reference can say that would help a candidate get a job, and what's the most damning thing they could say?
Oh, well, that's interesting. The most damning thing is that they don't get along well with people.
Mm-hmm.
That they're disruptive, that people don't like to work with them, that they cause anxiety within the workplace, that maybe people have shifted into other areas in the company because they didn't want to work with him.
Short of saying that they're a lying thief, that's pretty damning.
Yeah, it's not a matter of lying. It's a matter of personality.
Yeah.
It's a matter of really being a jerk in a way.
Right.
To some people.
Right. Ken Glickman, our guest from Gilbert Tweed Associates, our Get a Job segment. Ken will be back next Monday, same time, and we will look at another issue in employment and try to help you get a job, keep a job, or cope on the job. And Ken will also be back Thursday, and we'll have our Area Arts and Entertainment segment. Ken, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Jack.
All right.